This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's start today with news on the future of testing in Massachusetts public schools. MCAS, PARC, or something else? Well, this afternoon, the Massachusetts Commissioner of Education, Mitchell Chester, announced his recommendation.
What I'm calling for the State Board to endorse is that we award a new contract to develop a next-generation MCAS for English Language Arts and Math using PARC items to jumpstart that development, as well as items that would be specific to Massachusetts.
So, in other words, MCAS 2.0, as some have called it. The state's Board of Elementary and Secondary Education votes on the issue next week. But for more right now on what it all means, we're joined by WBUR's education reporter Peter Ballinon-Rosen. Peter, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so in many ways, the commissioner's announcement today wasn't a surprise. He pretty much told us the same thing when he was on our show a couple weeks back. But explain, what exactly is he recommending?
So he's recommending a test that will be a blend of the two tests that Massachusetts students took this spring, PARC, which has been being piloted for 2 years in the state, and MCAS, which dates back to 1998 in Massachusetts. So he's recommending taking parts of PARC, but making it so that Massachusetts has the ultimate control over it. They won't be part of this group of states which use PARC.
And Peter, of course, as you've been reporting, PARC is aligned with the Common Core, which Massachusetts has adopted. So the question now is, as we mentioned earlier, the state board is going to vote on this next week. Do you think they will choose or back Chester's recommendation?
As with any vote, it's up to them to decide. But I would say that the way things have been going, that it definitely looks like they will, that they'll follow them in there. They are voting on something that they not necessarily clear on what exactly that looks like. We've had these test runs of PARC, so they've seen what that looks like. We've had MCAS in the state. They know what that looks like. This is a combination of the two, so there's a little more ambiguity about what's going on.
Well, that's an interesting point because, as you said, like we've been doing MCAS for almost 20 years. We know exactly what that test looks like. The PARC sort of test run we just had this year. We'll have to see how it goes if the board sort of objects to maybe having to vote on something which is more amorphous because we don't know how much PARC will be in it. Now, you were telling me a little earlier before the show started that we've actually seen some movement nationally on this issue as well, that the PARC Consortium has made a couple changes that they announced today?
So, yeah, this morning they made an announcement that now states who want to participate in PARC can use parts of PARC. They can buy those parts of PARC, but aren't necessarily need to use the whole test. It used to be either you're with us all the way or you're not with us at all. Now they're saying you can pick and choose, take what you want, but you don't have to use everything.
Okay, so the National PARC Consortium may be feeling the pressure from states like Massachusetts. All right, so let's move on to something else that happened in Massachusetts today. We had a visit from U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan. He went to Boston's Jeremiah Burke High School, and he specifically went there because he wanted to congratulate the Burke on its significant improvements.
The transformation you're driving here is extraordinary, and it's part of a larger story, a generation-long revolution that here in Massachusetts has made this state the best place in America to receive a public education.
So, Peter, let me ask you, for those people who don't know the Burke story, why was the secretary there specifically?
So about 5 years ago, Burke was one of the worst schools in Boston and in Massachusetts, and they've using federal turnaround grants, they've turned around. They've really kind of rocketed to the top, and they're the first high school in the state to rise above its level 4 turnaround status. So the secretary was here kind of celebrating the school's accomplishments.
And I imagine that there are some observers who would say that the Burke did it, you know, without Common Core, and they did it without PARC. They did it with MCAS and the way education standards in Massachusetts were prior to this change that we're undergoing. And I bring that point up because, Peter, as you know, Secretary Duncan, he's the outgoing Secretary of Education, but he's been a major force and a big supporter of Common Core standards across the country. Mm-hmm. He's got to know. We know he knows about the controversy that's been that's been happening here in Massachusetts. Did he say anything about that today?
Actually, when we spoke, he did bring that up, and he said he has faith in whatever Massachusetts education officials decide. Here's him earlier.
That's really a decision that's made at the local level. Historically, Massachusetts was ahead of most states. The MCAS was easily one of the better assessments going forward. But I think Massachusetts, like many states, is struggling to get to the right place. And I love this debate, whatever. People really want to do the right thing. And so I have every confidence Massachusetts will move in the right direction.
And now it's up to the state board to choose what to do. Well, Peter Ballinon-Rosen, reporter for WBUR's Learning Lab. Peter, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.